知行学习网随身英语课堂。
大家好，又和大家见面了，欢迎各位收听我们的英语节目。今天要给大家送上的是非常有趣的电影 Fifty First Dates， 中文名为初恋五十次。一听名字，大家是不是已经觉得很有意思了？讲的都是一位女主人公患有失忆症，但每天都会与同一个男人开始不同的爱情，所以每天都是初恋，是不是很浪漫？你向往初恋五十次的感觉吗？听到这里，大家是不是有点迫不及待了？下面我们就先欣赏一段解解渴吧。
Come quickly, it's short. Jocko, what's going on with you, buddy? Don't be scared. Everything's gonna be fine. Just stay calm. Willie, I don't need you to see this. Get out of here now. Okay, check the temperature of the pool. Go, hurry.Alexa, what are you doing? I meant check the thermometer. Give me a hand. Let's go. I need you to get me 2 fish from the barrel. Now.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Here.
That'll be all right. That's a little warm. Go to the bottom of the barrel, please. Okay, there. That's good. Thank you. Come on, buddy. Take it.
Take it. Nothing's fine.
I know, Alexa.Sorry I smacked you with that. You needed the fish slap to calm down. You understand?
Yes.
Are you calm?
Yes, fish, let's calm me.
Okay, now, I'm going to try to get him breathing manually, okay? So I need your face right next to his mouth to see if it's working. Are you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3!
Not yet.
All right. We're going to try one more time. If it doesn't work, we'll perform an emergency tracheotomy. We don't want to do that, so let's pray this works. 1 more to 3. 1, 2, 3. Yikes, that's a lot of vomit.
This is why I got into this business, to save the animal.
You should go wash yourself off, okay? Maybe try some turpentine, that might take the stink away. Yeah, high five is right, buddy. I knew you were going to burp, but the vomit thing was awesome! That was...
听完这一小段，是不是闻不到爱情的味道了？这就对了，这说明你的听力已经很大进步了，因为这段内容完全是与爱情无关。这段节奏急促，讲的是男主人公 Henry 抢救喉咙里卡住食物的海豹 Jocko 的一幕。下面我们细嚼慢咽，在欣赏电影的同时来学一点新知识。
Come quickly, it's Jocko.
Jocko, what's going on with you, buddy? Don't be scared. Everything's gonna be fine. Just stay calm. Willie, I don't need you to see this. Get out of here now.
Henry, come quickly. It's Jocko. 男主人公在海洋馆做照顾动物的工作。Jocko 是可爱的海狮，是 Henry 的好朋友。Henry 是个很神奇的人物，看过此电影的人都知道。他是个花花公子，从来没有真正爱过一个人，但他和动物却能沟通自如，爱护有加，说明他的内心深处是个非常善良有爱心的人。 Jocko, what's going on with you, buddy? Harry 叫 Jocko, buddy 充分体现出他的爱心与风趣。 What's going on with you? 怎么了？发生什么事了？相当于 What's wrong with you? What's matter with you?Don't be scared. Everything's gonna be fine. Just stay calm, alright? 别害怕，会好起来的。保持冷静好吗？多好的安慰用语，把它学会吧。后面更有趣。Willie, I don't need you to see this. Get out of here now. 大家知道 Willie 是谁？他是一只小企鹅，也是 Harry 的好朋友。他偷偷地跑过来看 Harry 抢救 Jocko。Henry 叫他别看 ，Get out of here！ 他还真的走开了。Henry 的风趣，动物们的可爱，是不是已经开始吸引大家了？往下继续听吧。
Okay, check the temperature of the pool. Go, hurry. Alexa, what are you doing? I meant check the thermometer. Give me a hand. Let's go. I need you to get me 2 fish from the barrel. Now.
Okay.
Hang in there.
Here.
That'll be all right. That's a little warm. Go to the bottom of the barrel, please. Okay, there. That's good. Thank you.
Henry 的助手在这里窘态百出，把自己搞得狼狈不堪，一会儿跳到池子里检查水温，一会儿一头扑进桶里去抓鱼，弄得像只落汤鸡。 Check the temperature， 检查温度，这不由得让我们想起了非典的日子，时不时的要 check the temperature 一下。 Thermometer， T-H-E-R-M-O-M-E-T-E-R， 这是温度计的意思。Harry 的助手就是把温度计 thermometer 和温度 temperature 混为一谈，遂出了洋相。听众朋友们可要记住教训哦，现在就把它记住吧。Barrel, B-A-R-R-E-L， 桶的意思。The bottom of barrel 是桶底。由 barrel 可以构成的词组有 a barrel of， 是大量的意思。好，我们继续听。
Come on, buddy, take it.
Take it. He's not
my... I know, Alexa. Sorry I smacked you with that. You needed the fish slap to calm down. You understand?
Yes.
Are you calm?
Yes, fish was coming.
Okay, now, I'm going to try to get him breathing manually, okay? So I need your face right next to his mouth to see if it's working. Are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, hey!
Not yet.
All right. We're going to try one more time. If it doesn't work, we'll perform an emergency tracheotomy. We don't want to do that, so let's pray this works. 1 more to 3. 1, 2, 3. Oh! Yikes. That's a lot of vomit.
This is why I got into this business. To save the animals.
这就是抢救 Jocko 的一幕，能听出来气氛比较紧张。He is not responding. 他没有反应。Respond 是回答、反应的意思。Smack, S-M-A-C-K, 拍打。I'm gonna try to get him breathing manually, so I need your face next to his mouth to see if it's working. 我要给他做人工呼吸，所以需要你把脸靠近他的嘴，看是否有效。大家有听过给海狮做人工呼吸的吗？肯定想知道效果如何吧？试了好几回都没有用。Harry 说 ：“If it doesn't work, we will perform a tracheotomy. 如果还是不行，我们只能给他做气管切开手术了。Tracheotomy, T-R-A-C-H-E-O-T-O-M-Y, 气管切开术，这是个医学上的用语，医学上专业术语了。这类词是有一定难度的。”日常生活不是太常用，只要大家了解即可。这里可以看出事情已经到了非常严重的地步了。 Jocko 到底能不能被解救呢？ That's a lot of vomit. Vomit, V-O-M-I-T, 呕吐物。经过抢救，最后 Jocko 还是把卡在喉咙里的食物吐了出来。可怜的是吐了 Harry 助手一身，满脸都是。 It's really disgusting.真不知他倒了什么霉了。最后他还来一句 That's why I got into this business, to save sea animals. 这就是我做这一行的原因，为了拯救海洋生物。真是有趣的人啊。好了，我们听听 Harry 要对他说什么。
To go wash yourself off, okay? Maybe try some serpentine, that might take the stink away.Yeah, high five is right, buddy. I knew you were going to burp, but the vomit thing was awesome!
、You should go wash yourself off, okay? Maybe try some turpentine. That might take the stink away. 你该把自己洗洗，最好用些松油纸，才能去除身上的臭味。Turpentine, T-U-R-P-E-N-T-I-N-E, 松脂油 stink.S-T-I-N-K, 臭味。最后 Harry 还对 Joker 说 I knew you were gonna burp, but the vomit thing was awesome. Burp, B-U-R-P, 打嗝。听完这些大家应该明白了吧？ Jocko 真的是吃饱了撑着了，连打嗝都打不出来了。Awesome， 可怕的，有时也可以与 disgusting 通用，是个非常常用的形容词。这一段大致就讲解完了，希望大家能有所收获。好了，我们今天的节目就到这里，谢谢各位收听。我们下一期节目将带给你男女主人公的第一次相遇，非常浪漫。让我们一起相约50次初恋吧，再见。
www.afterclass.cn